This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, what up? It's Meghan Trainor.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande. Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
Hello, beautiful human. Thank you so much for clicking on our interview with AJ Mitchell. He's a good guy. He has a brand new song out called Burn. If you want to listen to it, there's a link in the description below. We're still doing this thing from our house soon. Hopefully soon, we'll be back in the studio. But before we dive in, I got to tell you that today's conversation is sponsored by Total Wireless. There's never been a better time to make the move to Total Wireless. Total Wireless, total confidence. Ricky, Dan.
Hello.
Hey.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this.
Zach Sang Show. Please bask in the AJ Mitchell glory for a second, everybody. I mean, look at that. Look at that smile. Look at that ear piercing.
Oh, whatever. I want to get some new earrings. I want to get like a droopy, like something weird.
Wait, a droopy what?
Some weird. I don't know. I'm all about it.
Something that dangles?
Yeah, a little dangly thing. Yo, okay, so I made the biggest mistake of my life one time. like when I was traveling. So I had a Dior earring, and it was a dangly one, and it came with two pieces. It was like one was like a diamond earring that came out, and then there was an attachment that went with it that dangled down. Huh. I took it off one day and I put it back in the bag, and when I was at the airport, I forgot that I put it in the bag and I put trash in there, so I thought it was a trash bag, and I threw it away. So I threw away my diamond earring, and I was so. So mad. My manager was so mad. He's like, you can't buy anything ever again.
No, nothing nice. You can't. In that moment, you are the prime example of not being able to be responsible for a high-priced item. I can't even imagine what that dangly Dior earring cost.
So, yeah, I don't even want to say it. But I was so mad. Okay, so actually, I still have the dangly piece. I just don't have the diamond.
Okay, great, good.
We'll figure it out.
But I can't use it without the other studs, so it just sits there.
But like, also, what is it without the diamond, right? Isn't the value literally in the trash if you don't have the diamond?
Well, I mean, the dangly piece is pretty cool. I can actually show you guys. It doesn't really matter, but.
So when did you get your ears pierced? Was this like a relative, like, were your ears pierced when I first met you in the studio? No, maybe?
I don't think so. Wow.
A part of me is like thinking that that's a cool thing to do. Like every now and then I think about getting it done, that and a tattoo. And then I go, that's
that was always me. I was like, man, I want to get my ear pierced just because my parents would never let me. Mm. And I was like, oh, I want a tattoo. And then now I finally got one. Got this one, got one on my arm, got my ear pierced.
What's the tattoo?
So this is a Sacred Heart. I actually got this when, around when Slow Dance was released.
Oh, cool.
This was actually going to be the original artwork for Slow Dance at first, and then ended up not working out, but I was really just attached to it. And it just kind of reminds me of to like see the beauty through the struggle. That's kind of what this tattoo means to me.
What was that process like creatively to even get a piece of artwork like that approved? Because it was with Ava Max, right? That song?
Yeah, it was with Ava Max. What was the question?
What was the process like? Like, so you love this image, right? You love it so much that it's literally tattooed on your forearm. Like,
yeah.
Who do you have to go to get that approved? Like, what was that process like?
To get the tattoo approved?
No, to get the artwork, right? Like, who'd you pitch? Like, who'd you have to convince?
So it's like, I mean, with the artwork, that was something that my team, we kind of created, and we thought it was super cool. I think, like, the label, and I think, like, Ava Max's team, they kind of wanted something just, like, a little bit different, I guess. So that's why we went with... like kind of the looks like the cotton candy sky, which is still dope. Like I love that just as much, honestly, but
not enough to get tattooed on your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but hey, I'm kind of glad because it's like now this is like now it's part of me, which I think is really cool.
Totally, it takes on a whole different meaning to you.
Yeah.
How did you come in contact with that piece of art to begin with? Did somebody make it for this to pitch?
Yeah. So, I don't think you met Katie Whitman, but she's our creative director.
Maybe. Oh my God. Yeah. She did come with you one time. She helped you close. She has a good eye.
Yeah. She has a really good eye. I mean, she's just like genius. She's such a genius. Like, everything she creates, I'm just like, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. she's just so incredible when it comes to stuff like that. And she just really, I think she just really understands like who I am as well. So like whenever she puts artwork together for me, it really just kind of portrays who I am and like what I love, like the artwork she brought for like some of my other songs, how it's kind of like cartoonish. Mm-hmm. And it's like kind of like reminds me of like my like personable, like fun personality. Like she just really gets it. And so it's like with everything, with all the releases, like whenever we collaborate, it's just like, it's always what I want. And she's has such a good eye for that.
I mean, Burn matches that same artwork. I love the matches. I love the matches. Flower match. What?
Yeah.
You said Burn matches and it's a match.
Oh, wait. No, the artwork is matches. Or is it... A match is a single match. Matched is plural. You would have more matches.
Matched.
Yeah, never mind. You said something that was funny, but you didn't realize what you said.
Oh, I know what you meant. I know what you meant.
Okay, you caught it, right?
I caught it.
Okay.
All I'm trying to say is that I really like the flower match. You know, the match that is a flower. Mm-hmm. It's very creative. It's very cool.
Yeah. We didn't want to be like too on the nose with the flame and the burn and the fire. We kind of want to be a little more creative, and that's why it's a flower, because basically burn is a metaphor for moving forward. So the flower is like rebirth and growth.
What was that?
That was my phone alarm. I don't know.
That
why.
Was what were you getting an alarm of? What was your phone telling you to do?
My friend, speaking of tattoos, my friend literally just texted me that they want to get a tattoo of a butterfly.
Whoa.
So random.
Congratulations. Do you congratulate somebody on new tattoos?
That's random, but.
Wait, so are you going to get more tattoos? Are you going to add to it? Do you want a sleeve?
I think this is what I want to do. Like, I want to get maybe the sleeve will come eventually, but I want to get like pieces of tattoos, like just like all over kind of. I think I want my next tattoo like right here, because I want to like be able to sing and have a tattoo here, or like maybe on this arm.
What is it gonna say? What is it gonna do?
I have to figure that out.
Hey, slow and steady wins the tattoo race, I believe.
Yeah.
Or like, when you know.
Yeah, when you know, you know. Like when I knew I wanted this, like I went that day. I was like, this is exactly what I want. I know this is what I want, and I have no regrets. Like, I love this tattoo.
No regrets.
That's you do have to take your time. You definitely have to take your time, especially because it's a tattoo. It's going to be there forever. So
the burn artwork would be a pretty cool tattoo.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That would be sick. Oh, that would actually be really cool.
Wow.
Maybe, like a big old flower. No, maybe not.
Yeah, how big is the match though? Maybe it's like here. Yeah, something different.
Oh, yeah, like on the hand.
Yeah.
That'd actually be cool when the flower kind of grows on my finger. I don't know. I still have to figure it out, but that could be sick.
Look at this.
I did always want a tattoo that kind of comes up like around my hand or something.
And would you say this song is different than the other records you put out? Because I was reading the thing that you posted on Instagram, which was like a video notes hybrid. And I mean, can you just explain the meaning of this record compared to all of the other ones to you?
Yeah. So I feel like with the past couple songs I released, like, I love every song I put out. Like it, all those songs got me to where I am today. But I feel like with the past songs that I've released, they don't really say who I am today. And that's kind of why I wanted Burn to come out. And because I feel like Burn was a song to kind of say, this is who I am. And from this song and songs going forward, like this is purely going to be what I want to talk about and what I want to say.
What changes in your life to make you be that honest and open? Because I'm assuming it's more honest than you were before, right?
Very honest, yeah. I think having that time, I mean, quarantine's honestly been kind of good for me in a way, because it's given me the time to really just sit down and have a lot of time to think about what I want to do with my music, what I want to talk about. And it's made me realize that a lot of my fans, they know who I am, but I don't think they really understand who I am. Mainly because, you know, like I said, the songs I've released in the past, they don't, you know, they don't really, really speak who I am. And I think Burn kind of says it all. And especially these songs I've written during quarantine that are about to come after Burn, they really kind of, they're just really honest with what I have to say. And I feel like I'm kind of in this mode where, you know, I don't want to write love songs right now. I'm not in love, like, you know, and like kind of songs in the past are all about love. And right now I really just want to write songs that are, that, you know, things that are going on in my life. So a lot of these songs that I have been writing are like messages, just like positive songs. Like I literally wrote a song that's called, I Don't Want to Write a Song That's About Love, like the other day. And it's like one of my favorite songs, that I've written in a while, but it's just, I feel like now it's all about just being honest and just, you know, talking about what I really, really want to talk about.
Zach Sang Show.
Hey, real quick, I got to talk to you about Mercari. It is the best-selling app. I'm using it right now to sell my super rare Pokemon cards, my Xbox One. I'm selling an apothecary jar, and I love Mercari. It is the easiest selling app out there. There's no meetups, no hassles. You use the app, search in the App Store. You'll see that it has hundreds of thousands of, like, 4- and 5-star reviews. The people love it. I'm the people. I very much love Mercari. Once you got the app, you open it up on your phone, you take a photo of the things you want to sell, write a description, and then you post it. Boom. Thousands of people will see that item. And then once it's sold, you're going to get a notification. You're going to get a shipping slip. You print it out. You stick it on the box. You send it out. Boom. No hassle. All reward. If you're looking to buy stuff or sell stuff, use Mercari. I'm telling you, it is the best app out there. I've tried to use a lot of them in the past and none of them work like Mercari. I highly recommend Mercari, the selling app, Mercari. Search Mercari in the App Store or go to Mercari.com.
Zach Sang Show.
Now is the time, right? I mean, what do you got to lose?
Absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, during quarantine, it really just helped me think all this through and really just have a voice and have an opinion.
Dude, you good, man.
I was say, what do you want to write about?
Yeah, man. I just want to write about, honestly, just anything. Like the other day, I was just like walking in the store and like I heard, why can't we be friends? And then I was like, oh, that song's so sick. Like that would be such a cool song to interpolate. And like that day I went and like just wrote a whole new song to that to interpolate. But just like, I just want to write whatever just comes to my head. Just like, I don't want to be stuck to a certain structure. Like we have to write this, we have to write that. Like, it has to be a love song or it has to be up tempo. Like, because for me, that's, I'm more of a creative, so I can't really just be stuck to one thing. Like, I just want to write as much as I can, just write whatever I'm feeling. And because if I could do it like that, then that's the most honest music that I'll be able to make.
Dude, and you've probably learned a lot, right? Even from, so Skyview, and that's what I'm seeing as I did some research, like Skyview is kind of out, but it's not, is it fully out?
It's not out, yeah.
But like, there are like, will Slow Dance be a part of it? Will Burn be a part of it?
So Burn will be a part of Skyview. We're still trying to figure out, like, we have all the songs we want on it, but what's funny is like a week ago, I just went and I did a writing camp and we wrote a bunch of songs and my team is like, holy, this is better than the songs you've written in the past. So we kind of want to put these songs on the album now. So now we're just like, but what songs do we want to take off and what songs do we want to keep? So it's really, really just trying to figure that out right now.
How do you do a writing camp in the middle of like in 2020 right now? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. So me and three friends, we went up to Malibu. Cool. And we just rented a house for 3 days. And we just wrote every day. We wrote every single day. And yeah, came out with 7 songs and all those songs they want to put on the album. So
how do you, are you going to release all the other ones eventually? I mean, you don't need to, right?
I don't need to, but I feel a little guilty because I know I've been telling my fans like it's coming out. It's going to be here. And then we just figured out like, oh, well, we want to add these songs to the album now. But yeah.
When did you write and record and essentially finish Burn? What was the timeline on it?
So I wrote Burn literally 2 weeks before quarantine happened. And then during quarantine, like 2 months in, I went to my producer's house. His name's Dan Glazier. went to his house and we just recorded the rest of the vocals there.
Did you know Burn was going to be on Skyview, or was it like you're now this last writing camp is the one that's like, yo,
maybe I think it definitely started with Burn.
Really?
It definitely started with Burn, because when I wrote that song, you know, that's what I was like talking about. Burn helped me find, you know, I wrote this song about helping to find my voice, my opinion, and what I want to say. So yeah, I think it really just started with Burn to kind of open me up to being honest and, you know, really wanting to write about what I really want to talk about.
It is really different than your other records. I really like it a lot.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
It's great.
I think, speaking of difference, Spring Break is definitely different than what we're used to hearing from you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a little switch up. I was just like, it was Spring Break. It was like literally perfect timing. It was such a fun song. It's something that I haven't really done before like that. And honestly, like I don't like sticking to one specific sound. Like, I love all sorts of music, and I will always write all sorts of music because I that's what I love. So. You know, I want to continue to release music. That's a little bit different.
How does a Rich the Kid collaboration even come about? Like, who tells you that, or like, how does it even happen?
Yeah. So with this song, it was kind of like, we were just thinking it would sound, it just needs a rapper. You know, it's like one of those songs. It's like, oh man, when this part comes in, it needs a rapper to go just like go hard on this verse. So, we were just kind of thinking of who we wanted, and we knew Rich the Kid, like, he's doing really well for himself, and also I love his tone. I think he's dope, and he crushed that verse.
So you came first, obviously. This was an AJ Mitchell record, and then Rich the Kid came.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you start rapping about Molly and drinking and Thotty Thotty. I was like, AJ Mitchell, okay.
It's like, Thotty Thotty, what's going on over here?
Somebody define Thotty for me?
Huh?
Can somebody define Thotty?
Thotty?
Thotty, Zach.
So, I mean, this is how it goes down. It says, shots off your body, body, you my little Thotty Thotty. So listen, so for me, when I first heard that, I was like, that could be, like, people could take that wrong. But for me, I pictured it as like, you know, it's two people in a relationship. So it's like, you my little Thotty Thotty. It's not like saying, like, you're... Because basically thought is like, I don't really know how to describe thought. Like,
do you want me to? I should use it in my everyday language or not?
Definitely Zach, not. Do not say thought, Zach. Do not.
Don't say thought. But basically, so it's like, I thought, I don't know. I kind of saw it different. It was like a cute way to say, like, you can, no, you're my little thotty thotty. So it's like, yeah, kind of, yeah, with your girlfriend, you know, it's like.
I will, you know, not use it casually.
Thought hasn't always been a compliment, but the way you use it by calling somebody your little thotty thotty makes it sound kind of nice.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of nice. It's like, oh, that's kind of sweet, because you're just like, it's playful.
Yeah. Well, if you want to know, Zach.
Let us know when your boyfriend calls you a little thotty thotty, and let us know how you feel afterwards.
My little thotty. If you're not going to be like, ooh, I like that. That's kind of turns me on. Like, that's sexy.
Do you want to know the Urban Dictionary definition for thotty?
I'm okay.
Okay.
We'll skip. Oh, yeah. I kind of want to hear it.
All right. So this is Urban Dictionary's definition of thotty. It is a girl that thinks she is hot, but in all honesty, she is just that hoe over there.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. That hoe over there. Thought.
Yeah. T-H-O-T. Okay,
maybe she thought she was that, but now she's his little thotty thotty.
But that's what I'm saying. It hasn't had a very positive, like, it's not a very positive word, but he makes it sound very nice, which is great.
And he serves it with that smile. So, come on.
How can you be mad?
I'm very, so obviously we have Rich the Kid. That is a huge, big move, man. And then you got Ava Max, Skyview. Did you have an original release date set? Because this album was done.
Yeah, so honestly, I was going to release Skyview like before quarantine happened. I was going to go on tour, and it was going to be called the Skyview Tour. And I was going to go on an Airstream, like travel through throughout the U.S., go to like different small towns and do little shows. But then quarantine ended up happening, and so we kind of were like, okay, well, let's hold off. We were thinking like, okay, maybe let's just release it in the middle of quarantine because I know people want music. Mm-hmm. And then we just ended up holding off with because of everything that's happening.
And now it gives you an opportunity to kind of revisit everything creatively. Yeah. And you're at a totally new place in your life. And now that you release Burn, that is like attached to your reality.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of weird how everything happens. It's almost like it happened for a reason. You know, I just feel like it gave me that time to write some new music and talk about what I really want to talk about now in Skyview, which is really cool.
And by the way, we talk to so many people, and the best thing for an artist is being able to create something and then release it like almost immediately or as close to immediately as possible.
Yeah.
Once you get fed in that way, like, dude, you don't want to be fed any other way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know that's for me. As soon as the song's like finished and done, I'm like, I want it out now, immediately, yep. Please.
Well, that was a really fast turnaround on Burn, you know, 2 weeks pre.
Yeah, it was.
That's faster than usual.
Yeah, that is pretty fast. We just knew right away, I knew right away. I was like, this has to be the next one. It kind of says it all, and it sets me up for my next songs.
Were you nervous releasing that notes video onto your Instagram?
I was so nervous. Yeah, it took me like 2 days to post it. Yeah, because I was just like, I had to be very honest with just like everything. So I wrote a rough draft like one day, and I was like, oh, I'm going to post it. And I was like, no, it's not ready. And then I just kept editing, kept rewriting what I wanted to talk about and what I wanted to say. And it was like 8 o'clock, and I was just sitting there looking at it on my Instagram feed. And I was like, and I had asked my friend, I was like, should I do it? And she's like, I had to ask Katie. I was like, she was like, do it. And I was like, all right, I posted it. But yeah, sometimes I it's, you know, to be really honest with people and to just put it all out there like that on social media. It definitely can be hard, but as soon as I did it, as soon as I started hearing feedback from everyone, like all stress, everything just went away. As soon as it was out there, it was just like all stress was gone. It's like the same thing with like Burn, like, you know, up to releasing, it's like, oh, like, is it a bad time to release or what's going to happen? And then as soon as it's out, it's like, relief.
Yeah, you can breathe.
Yeah.
Zach Sang Show.
Yo, I want to talk about school real quick, but message and data rates may apply. If you're considering going back to school, you should ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits that you need transferred? Do you want to earn a highly respected degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of those questions, Arizona State University could be the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs, 100% online. You're going to learn the same curriculum designed by their award-winning faculty from wherever you are. You're going to earn the same degree that students earn on campus from your home. Plus, ASU online accepts most transfer credits. If you want more information, just text my name, Zach, to 35517. Discover for yourself why ASU is ranked number one for innovation for 5 consecutive years and why more than 90% of graduates are employed or receive at least one job offer within 90 days of graduation. Learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To find out more about ASU online degree programs, text my name, Zach, to 35517.
Zach Sang Show.
Now, do you have like a thing for fire? Because you do have Burn and Down in Flames.
I do love fire. No, I don't know. I guess it's just like, I guess I just love that metaphor for fire. I don't know why. Most of the time, like, it just like, I'll just sing it and it just comes out. For like Burn, I literally think I was just like riffing some melodies and I just sang Burn and that just came up out of nowhere. And we're like, oh, that's like a good, but I also talked about like what I wanted to write about. And then I sang Burn. We're like, oh, let's like use that as a metaphor. And that, honestly, that's just how songs come together. It's just kind of random like that. But yeah.
The track listing for Skyview, it has Down in Flames and then Burn. So the fire songs are close to each other.
Oh yeah. Maybe we'll start with fire and then end with fire as well.
Will you consider, this is your first album, right?
Yeah.
I released an EP.
This
is a big one.
Yeah. I've released a couple EPs, but this will be my first album. So I'm so pumped. So pumped for everyone to just hear a full body of work, just like front to back. Like, I'm so pumped.
Do you have an idea of when you're going to put it out there? You even putting that into your zone? Like giving yourself a target?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have a target. Like, we want to release it as soon as, like, I can't really give a date right now. I mean, we talk about it almost every single day. Like, what are we going to do? Like, what are we adding? But I mean, as soon as we can, all I can say.
As soon as it's right.
As soon as it's right. Exactly. As soon as it's perfect. And it's getting there.
I see. Used to be just turned 3 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was cool. I had no idea. And then I just like saw my fans posting and they're like, used to be 3 years old. And I was like, hold. So I had to do a little tribute. Cause that was like one of my first songs I've ever released. And honestly, that's the song that kind of, got me to where I am today, honestly. So, like a lot of my fans came from that. So had to give that little song a shout out.
Do you listen to that song differently today than you did before?
Honestly, I mean, yeah, but no, it's like, it's still the same song to me. I mean, I've been listening to this song for way too long now.
Do you hear the difference in what you're doing today compared to then?
I guess the only difference is like my voice changing. That would be the only difference for me is like, you know, the notes that were low for me aren't that low anymore. And the notes that were like easy for me to hit are now really high for me to hit. So that's like pretty much the only difference.
And I'm guessing you didn't talk as much about thotties back then.
No, well, at least no.
Thotties are not a topic of song conversation.
No, they weren't. Not then.
So we don't have a date yet, but everybody must listen to Burn and every record of A.J. Mitchell's that is out there in the world because it's worth your time and worth your ear. So give it a shot. Link in the description below. What are we thinking, Daniel, Ricky?
So I was curious because you were part of Team 10 for a hot sec and then you left because you wanted to focus on music. But now like social media is such a big part of picking and choosing hits that we play on the radio. Yeah. Like, do you regret leaving Team 10? Like, do you think that would have given you a higher up when it comes to putting out your new music?
No, I think I left at the perfect time. Like, I'm not, even when I joined Team 10, I wasn't like, I'm not in it for the followers and the fame. Like, I don't want the quick rise to success. I want to do it in my terms, and I want to do it my way. And I think I left Team 10 because I wasn't really happy, and I would not stay another day to not be happy in that lifestyle. So I think I left at the right moment. And honestly, like I don't want to ever look back and say, oh, this happened because of the help from Jake Paul or Team 10. I want it to be like he went out and he did it himself. And I think that looks better on me personally. So I think I left at the right time.
Totally. There's a difference between a viral fad and like somebody with a real career that has like bodies of work. And
exactly, like on. Honestly, I don't really want a viral moment. I want to just have timeless, you know. I just want it to be timeless. I don't want a viral moment, you know.
Dude, there's also a lot of social media stars that get stuck with that social media label, and I think you got it at the right time and you kind of avoided that whole thing.
Exactly. And that was one of the things at first that really bothered me is people would label me as like a social media influencer. And there's nothing I hate more than being labeled as a social media influencer. Like I just like, I don't want to be known as like this guy who like, you know, taking videos of myself all the time. Like that's not me. I don't even know how to take a selfie the right way. I just, you know, I love music. I love creating music. I want to be known as a songwriter, as an artist, because, you know, to me, that's who I am. I don't think I'm a social media influencer. So, yeah.
Writing songs for other people since you just said you want to be considered a songwriter, or are you focusing on just writing songs for you right now?
Honestly, I love writing songs for other people too. Like, I haven't really been doing that lately. I've been just focusing on my music and what I want to write about, but I mean, I love all music, like I said. So if like I can get in a session with anyone to write music for them, then I'd love to, because music is my passion, my life. Like I can write 5 songs in a day and I'm happy. So that's, you know, that's what I love to do.
A.J. Mitchell, album possibly on the way, but you're going to get it when it's ready. You're going to get it when it's right.
You get it when it's perfect.
I appreciate you taking the time today. Are you in your garage? Where are you? Kitchen?
I'm in my kitchen right now.
Oh, nice kitchen. Good appliances.
I just painted my house blue. I just painted this the other day.
Okay. Did you paint it?
Yeah, I painted it myself. I had to like tape it up and do all the
Wow.
Boring stuff, but yeah, yeah, it was honestly a fun project to do for myself. My roommate was out of town, and I was like, you know what? I kind of want to paint my house. Just do it myself.
And you
did. Those lines, are they straight?
All right, so the lines are, so there's some lines that are straight. like this wall's not bad. Like, the lines on here are really good. But then you look at this wall up here, and it's got like paint all over the side because I didn't tape it up. And then this wall over here, there's like some paint splattered like on the roof. So, I mean, I didn't do the greatest job, but it's not the worst job.
Okay. You know? But you did it yourself, and that's what matters, right?
Yeah, I did it myself. I did it myself. I just wanted to get it done, and I just wanted, like, a different vibe in my house because all the walls were white at first.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like if your house, where you live, if it's not, you know, what you want it to be, it's going to be hard to work in an environment like that. So, for me, I'm like, okay, I want to get plants. I want to get decorations. I just want my house to be a vibe. So,
I mean, if you're going to be stuck there, which we all are, so.
Yeah, might as well switch it up.
Yeah, you're right. I can't even think about painting on my own. It's amazing. I haven't even attempted to do it. There's a painter coming to my house tomorrow to patch the holes because I'm moving out and to paint over them. And I can't do that myself. I have no ability to do that. So
you're useless.
Yeah, I am useless. I hired somebody to do it, and they're going to do a great job, and the lines are going to be straight.
They will be straight. They will be straight.
Yeah. Hell yeah, they are.
Yeah, I used to paint a lot when I was younger. Like, my parents like had a business called Top to Bottom Enterprises where they would like make sure your floors were non-slip resistant and stuff like that. So we would go like paint walls. So I would always help like tape the walls, make sure it's all lined up. But obviously, I did.
But then you would think you would do a better job at doing yours.
You would think that. I haven't painted in a long time, though. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to use the tape because I know how to line it up and make it perfect. And I just messed up pretty badly. I wasn't as good as I thought I was.
You live and learn. It looks good from a distance, and that's what matters.
That's all that matters. No one's going to be that close and up and down. So as long as it looks like it's good, then whatever.
We're fine. AJ Mitchell, I really do appreciate you giving us time and energy today, dude. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys. I love talking to y'all. Y'all so fun.
And please listen to his music, link in the description below. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Guys,
later.
Bye.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye. I did a face mask while you were all doing that, and I can't show you my face.
No, you have to show us your face now.
Yeah, you need to.
It literally looks like blood.
Wow, this needs to go on our YouTube video. This has to be in there. Wow. Oh, my God.
Guys, I've been seeing it everywhere on TikTok, and I did it. I bought it, and here it is. Okay?
It's a human tomato.
Yeah, like literally.
You look like you're doing like some sort of sacrifice.
Yeah, I think I am. I got it off TikTok. I don't trust that shit, dude.
But obviously
I do.
But what is it going to do to you? Like, what does the after look like?
I heard, like, if you do this for 2 weeks, like, your skin looks like you were just born. So, I'm, like, praying.
I'm going to rub that all over my body.
Keep me updated.
Like, it could be baby blood, and I don't know, you know? I don't know.
Side effects of using this. Look like your firstborn. Look like a fetus.
It just came out of my mother's womb.
If you want to have the body of a 40-year-old but the face of a fetus, buy this
product. We should be paying for this ad commercial.
I need help. Guys, like, listen, I'll let you know in 2 weeks, baby.
Hey, let me know.
Oh, my God, imagine. Dude, she just, like, calls us, and it's like, have you ever seen the movie Baby Geniuses or something? You know?
I'm like a 4-year-old, surprise, 30 to 40.
But your head is still really big. It's like a baby's face, but like on an adult size head. So you just saw this on TikTok and you were wow.
Here's the thing. It wasn't just like one time. It was probably like 120 times. And this guy did like, he changed his entire skin regimen. And he was like, I swear by this. And his skin looked flawless. Like, you wanted to like lick it. So.
You want to lick it.
Here we are. I want people to lick my face. Want to lick my face. Don't lick my face. But not you know,
right
you get it.
Because right now it looks
especially
like
not now.
You took a bath in like pig's blood. Dan, you're always looking for new ointments. Maybe this could be for you.
I know. I'm really into skincare these days, so maybe I got to try out the baby's blood.
Dan, I'll send you a note.
It's like an at-home vampire facial. I'm down.
Guys, I love you.
Love you. Have an amazing day, all of you. You guys are awesome. Thank you for doing this, AJ Mitchell. Nikki, thank you. Really awesome.
Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
Bye, guys.
It was a great day. Bye, Dan.
Okay, I'll see you guys.
Bye. This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.